Welcome to Ask the Expert North Texas here on News Radio 1080 KRLD. I'm David Rankin with Heather Behrens. There's a major outbreak of a food bug that's hit thousands of people around the country in 30 states. That includes Texas. And this isn't anything to play with. The CDC out with warnings about the cyclospora parasite cases. On today's Ask the Expert, we're joined by Dr. Brett Roth. He's the medical director at the North Texas Poison Center at Parkland. He's also an ER physician. He is in the KRLD Zoom room. Dr. Roth, thank you so much for taking the time to chat.
My pleasure.
So how nasty? So how nasty is this bug?
So this is a fairly uncomfortable kind of an infection. It makes you sick. But the good news is that it's not really killing people. You know, people aren't dying from this, that it's treatable. But you do need to recognize it. And it makes people pretty uncomfortable. It can cause a very prolonged, relapsing type of watery diarrhea that can just lead people feeling miserable. That's the main thing.
Let's talk about those symptoms. You said watery diarrhea, but it causes other things too. Nausea, fatigue. Let's delve into that.
Right. So the main thing is the watery diarrhea that is relapsing and can be associated with some cramping and nausea, but it doesn't really cause as much of a high-grade fever or as much vomiting as some of the other types of gastrointestinal illnesses. So you might not have the pain like we see with some of the bacterial infectious diseases. It doesn't cause the bloody diarrhea. But when you're losing a lot of fluids through the GI tract, of course, you can have electrolyte imbalances, and that's where people can get into trouble.
So as a consumer, what should I be doing and looking for in restaurants and my own refrigerator? I understand it's produce. Seems mainly from some fruits and vegetables, and in particular, lettuce. So what should I be doing to protect myself?
Yeah. So the main outbreaks historically have been associated with raspberries, basil, cilantro, and lettuce. Okay. So that's typically where we have seen this in the past. And you can wash those products, and that will be helpful. It will reduce the risk. But these little oocytes tend to adhere to tiny crevices, cracks, little hairs on the raspberries, and they can be difficult to remove. So washing itself is not 100% effective, but it will help, and we definitely recommend that. And even those products like the salad packs that are three times washed, we would still recommend washing those again, right? Now, really the best bet is to cook something. And so if you cook your vegetables at 158 degrees, that will kill the cyclospora and the oocysts. So that's really, the only way to be 100% effective. But, as David mentioned, this is something that comes and goes every year. It's more prevalent currently across the country, but it's about the same as it is every year in Texas so far. We're still waiting for numbers from the CDC. Texas does see cyclospora every year, and there's some hospitalizations associated with it. But I don't think we're way above the average just yet. Again, most people do fine with it. The problem is that you can get better, a little bit better. And because of the life cycle of the cryptospora, there'll be a little latent phase where it goes between a sexual and asexual reproductive stage. And so you'll get a little bit better, and then it will cause kind of a secondary infection. So that's what people should know, is that it's relapsing. And, a typical GI bug will get better after a few days, and, you carry on and nothing, you're not worse off. But with cryptospora, then, you can have these prolonged symptoms that relapse. The key is that if that occurs, that individual should go see a physician. They should tell them they're concerned about cyclospora. There's some very specific tests that they need to do. This won't show up with your typical OMP screen or ovum parasite screening on the stool studies. They need to specifically ask for cyclospora screening. Again, the main symptoms people would have would be prolonged recurrent watery diarrhea.